question was asked, what are the parameters of modesty for a man? In terms of, we know that men also are supposed to be modest, but what are the parameters for men? So, at the baseline, a man has to wear what we might call underwear. A man has to cover his private parts. And with that, he has covered his basic level of modesty. If a person wants to walk around in tight-fitting shorts all day, so step one, he has covered his most basic requirements. A woman, we say, has much more beauty to her, and so she has to cover more. But a man, at the basic level, that's what's called erva. The most private part for a man is that. For a woman, more parts are considered private. However, there are levels of modesty. Modesty is a trait we try to acquire in our soul. Modesty is not only about dress. Modesty is not only about wearing the bare minimum like some guy running in the jungle. Modesty is about how a person, how refined a person's soul is. And so a person ideally is supposed to be more modest to the point where the Talmud even quotes about rabbis who never got undressed. They never took off their robe without being under a cover. There were rabbis whose arms were never revealed, meaning they always wore long sleeves. So how modest should a person be? That depends on their level, how much they've developed their soul. A person doesn't have to be on a level that he really isn't. I remember one of my kids came home one day, and he said the Rebbe in Gan, who was a chusid, said to them that out of modesty, he always keeps his top button buttoned. And so my son then, in like first or second grade, decided that he too will only wear long shirts and keep his top button buttoned. So I didn't say anything. So my wife said, but you don't button your top button and you walk around in short sleeves. Why don't you tell him he could do it too? So I said to my wife, I suffer from heat. I have a very big problem being a gingy. I overheat. I overheat to the point where I almost faint sometimes in the summer from heat. I have a big problem. That's the way Hashem created my body. And sometimes you see me in class, I'm dripping, literally dripping, because that's how Hashem created me. I suffer a lot from the heat. So I can't button my top button. If I could, I would. Because there is something more modest about it. In Merkaz Harav, I was the only one with a short sleeve shirt. Everyone around me wore long sleeves. So I agree with them that it's a nice level to be on to wear long sleeves, but I can't. Me, I it would really hurt my functioning and everything, not only my learning, everything. So I wear short sleeve shirts, and I could tell you that there were big rabbis who wore short sleeve shirts. So is there a level of modesty in wearing for a man to wear a shirt that comes down to the palm of his hands, a long sleeve shirt? Good for him. If that's something that doesn't take too much out of him and he's on that level, fine, it's a nice thing to do. What about short pants? So if you're going to the beach, wear shorts or a bathing suit. If you're walking outside, so that depends on how you feel. If for you it's going to be difficult to wear long pants, so okay, that's not something you have to work on today. Does that mean that in the long run you should aspire to one day be a guy that doesn't walk around in shorts? There is a level of modesty to wearing long pants, to not walking around in shorts. That doesn't mean it's prohibited. Again, when you ask me what I'm required to do, the baseline is I'm required to cover my private parts. But there are levels. And we grow in life. And our goal is to be on a higher level. So I don't even aspire to wear long sleeve shirts anymore. I realize I can't. That's it. That's not in my on my aspiration level. Again, a lot of this depends on what a person's capable of doing and what's comfortable for a person to do. Being that this is not a requirement, and eating kosher is a requirement, and keeping Shabbos is a requirement, and there are so many mitzvot that we're required to do, so when a guy comes and tells me, I'm new at the machon, and I understand that out of modesty I should really be wearing long sleeve shirts and I should stop wearing shorts, what do I say? I say, wrong, you shouldn't go enjoy your short sleeve shirts and shorts. This isn't something to work on today. It's not a requirement. And if you're used to wearing shorts and short sleeve shirts, go enjoy them. There's no prohibition against wearing shorts and short sleeve shirts. When you come to daven, then a person should be dressed more respectable. A person should not come to daven in shorts. That's not respectable. You wouldn't come to anyone else that's respectable in shorts. Right? So that's not respectable. You might say in Ireland or in England where they have these shorts that come beyond the knee and kids wear that like to school and that's part of their uniform. Okay, then you could argue maybe that's respectable. But in general today, you know, just like we shouldn't show up in our pajamas to davening, we shouldn't show up in our shorts to davening. That's a question of respect for the davening. But the rest of the day depends on where a person's holding, and there's no obligation. It's a level of modesty in one's soul that we develop over time. And sometimes we say, that's as far as I'm going right now. And more than this is not worth my energies right now, because it's not an obligation. It's something we work on and we develop. The Talmud says in their days, and until today, there were rabbis who you'd never see them without a coat. They were on a higher level of modesty. There's a famous story, Rabbi Beryl Wine quotes, someone once asked Rav Moshe Isserles, the Rama, why do you get a paycheck as a rabbi? So the Rama said, because I wear my coat in the summer too. When you're sweating, he said, I get the paycheck for wearing the coat. That's why I get the paycheck, right? When no one else wants to wear a coat, I still wear my overcoat. I'm holding up the honor of Torah for you guys. That's okay. My son told me in his yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva is never seen without his frock, without his long black coat, except for one Shabbos a year. They know there's one Shabbos that they go with him on vacation, and that Shabbos, it's famous that that's the Shabbos they'll see him without his coat. Other than that, they never see him without his coat. I'm very happy for them. It develops in their mind the concept of Kvod HaTorah. I can't sell it to them. I don't even own a frock. So I'm happy, you know. I'm happy they get to see that. But again, these are levels of modesty. None of this is obligatory. The Seder?